Hey, good morning and happy new year. This is Commissioner Brooks. I'll be chairing this meeting. Joining me is Commissioner Van Beek, and we have Director Breach with us here for an action item to consider a resolution for destruction of records. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Commissioners. Mr. Chairman, so the resolution you have before you today is to destroy offender records that have been closed for 2 years. So these are the cases that closed in the calendar year of 2022. I'll note that all of the electronic records are still preserved. These are just simply the paper files and paper records.
Chairman, I don't have any questions, and this is a routine that we do for all offices and departments on a pretty regular basis. So unless you have any other comments, I move that the board signs the resolution classifying records of Canyon County misdemeanor probation and authorizing the destruction of the closed offender supervision files as enumerated by the director as presented.
I will second the motion. Motion's been made. Seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. You as well. Thank you. Okay. Next, we have a couple action items for independent contractor agreements. Good morning, Grace. How are you?
Good morning, Commissioners. Wonderful.
So are these just renewals for ones that we currently have, or?
No, these are new.
Okay.
Chairman, Grace has been with the county for a number of years and does a great job as the interpretive specialist and coordinator. So she's looking for different languages across the nation and even across the globe. And so these, you've indicated, are for new languages. What languages are we doing now, Grace? It's always interesting.
Well, Korean we've had before, but, you know, we're getting more and more. So I thought we better not just have one certified or registered on our roster. And so now we have a Korean, Young Lee. And then we have a very interesting one, which is Georgian. And so with Georgian, I had to research and go, where do you speak Georgian? So it's, you know, Eurasia, and it's countries like Azerbaijan, Turkey, parts of Russia, parts of Iran. So, you know, now we have an interpreter. And she's out of Maryland.
Okay.
So that, you know, made me happy.
Yeah. No, thank you for the work that you do for the county. It's important that they have access to language services. And unless you have any other questions, Chairman, I move that we approve the independent contractor agreement for interpretive services for Young Lee and Catherine Stewart as presented.
I second the motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
And also, just to give you an update, I sent in every year, I have to send in statistics to our Supreme Court. And our events, interpreter events, this last fiscal year went up by 13%. But we're still able to cut costs by another 10%. So, you know, we're very, very happy with those results. And things are flowing. We had over 5,000 interpreter events. You know, and so far we're doing so good. And, you know, like I said, I always thank everybody. You know, our secretaries, our clerks, everybody, our judges, who no matter how many cases we have, one day we had 33 cases, interpreter cases. But, you know, everybody works really well together, and they're very helpful to our department.
Right. And we should, it should be noted that Grace not only directs this department, but she also does a high percentage of the language interpretation for the Spanish-speaking community. And so her concern when I met her was reducing costs. She's still on that. So you have to be approaching upwards maybe of $100,000 in cost savings with the coordination of schedules and what you've done to streamline this process. So you are to be commended on the behalf of the taxpayer for the work that you do for Canyon County.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, just it's a full-time position. But, you know, one of my responsibilities is county interpreter. So I'm doing about 60% of the interpreting. And I know that saves our county a lot. I know that the majority, I don't live in a county in Canyon County, but I take it very seriously. I know everybody works really hard. So I take taxpayer, you know, funds very seriously. So when I saw that, you know, it's 10% less than last year, even though
right,
by 13%, so we're happy.
Yep. And as commissioners, when we would have to approve those invoices that came through, the costs were significantly higher than when you've taken over. And since then, the reduction has been a steady decline just because of the work that you do. So again, a lot of thanks for you.
Thank you very much. And also to my supervisor, Jess Oresti. Mm-hmm. Definitely could not do it without his support.
Well, you guys are a great team. That you really are.
Great person.
Yeah.
But thank you and have a good day.
Yeah.
Thanks, you as well. All right, next we have an action item for signing a legal notice for Development Services Department's revised fee schedule. Much anticipated and waited for. Director Gibbons, how are you?
Mr. Chairman, Happy New Year here to the board. And I don't know where the last year went. That was fast.
Yes.
Holy cow. Before you we have the fee schedule. You've all reviewed it with us over the course of the last few months to get us to a point where we're ready to go public and get it in place and help ensure that you know we are seeing the development community end up actually supporting the work that we do in our office more fully than they have been for quite some time. So it's time, it's due. There will be blowback, I'm pretty sure, but because the fees are considerably higher than in some regards than they were before, but it's a necessary evil and you know, we're gonna continue to track them and make sure that we do this on a regular basis annually to ensure that not only is our budget reflected in our fee schedule, but also that we have the opportunity to raise or lower fees as appropriate to the work that we do.
Right. Chairman, can I make a clarifying comment?
Yeah.
So the increase in fees is specific to Canyon County. If you look across the board at other counties, these fees are consistent with what's being charged. And you've done significant work to look at what it actually takes in terms of man hours and what it costs. So the county isn't able to arbitrarily assign just a dollar amount. There's been a lot of research and metrics that have gone into this. And one of the things that I think Development Services should be commended for is, if I pick one out, if we have to remand, for instance, it's getting the process so that it's streamlined and efficient. Your best presentation comes before the recommending body, which is the Planning and Zoning Commission. So changes like that have been necessary and needed. And I understand that there is sometimes feedback given to DSD that's difficult. Thank you for what you're doing and heading that up. We appreciate the work that you do and your team. So this looks like this fee schedule, Commissioner Brooks, is something, Chairman, that we've been wrangling with for several months. It's been through legal, it's been through Development Services, it's been to the board and back, and now this is where we're at. So I'm in favor.
I am as well, and I'll put on the record, I failed to mention that our usual Chairman Holton is not here. He had to attend a family matter, but I did ask him if he had any questions that he wanted me to ask on his way out the door, and he's very pleased that we are here in this, finally here at this part of the process, and he understands this is not the end. You know, this, like you said, Director, we're going to be looking at these on a regular basis and revising them as needed. So he's very pleased with all of the work from Development Services, and just thankful that we're here today that we can move forward with this. So I'm also in favor.
Okay. So with that, Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution of the Canyon County Board of Commissioners adopting the revised Development Services Department fee schedules, which will be attached to the agenda for a perusal as presented.
All right. Second. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, I do have one matter we could talk about in executive session, if you don't mind.
You want DF?
Please.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I will second the motion. Commissioner Van Beek, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Commissioner Brooks votes yes, so we will now enter into executive session. Thank you.
Yes.